We are at halftime in Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Chris Conley. Evergreens and Red Raiders are tied 21-21. No rest for the weary. The Evergreens basketball team is right back in action tomorrow, and you will hear the game on Fox Sports Radio. Pay attention now, because this game is not on your schedule. This is a double makeup of their game against Lakeland from the Great Northern Conference. The game was snowed out when it was first scheduled, and then got canceled because of the extreme cold last week, so they're making it up on Saturday. It's a 1:30 start, and it will be played at D.C. Everest Junior High School, right behind Steam Stadium. That's because the field house is being used for a wrestling meet tomorrow. So if you already had Saturday afternoon plans, no problem. We'll be good company in the car as D.C. Everest takes on Lakeland. Lakeland's last game was a loss. They played host to Wausau East and were defeated by the Lumberjacks. Lumberjacks came back on them in the second half. Next week will be busy. We'll have a boys and girls doubleheader on Tuesday up in Merrill. The boys will play the opening game at 6 o'clock, and then the girls game comes up at 8. The D.C. Everest girls are in action tonight back at the Fieldhouse against Wisconsin Rapids. Should they win, and should they win out Tuesday, they could be playing for a conference championship. We'll next see the Evergreens hockey team coming up next Thursday, 6 days from today, when they play Merrill at Greenheck Fieldhouse. And then Friday, another boys and girls basketball doubleheader, one night from tonight. At D.C. Everest, Wausau West comes calling. And again there, the boys will play the early game, and the girls will play the late game. That could also be another game where the Evergreen girls be playing for a conference title. Let's check our leading scorers for the first half. We'll start with Wisconsin Rapids. They had an early lead in the first quarter. Evergreens came back. The Evergreens led by as many as four. We are tied right now. Tom Olson leads the Rapids Red Raiders with five. Freshman sensation Philip Flory has four. So does Hunter Langhoff. Jared Halber hit a three and has three. Alex Basenauer with an old-fashioned three with 3 points for the game. And Riley Presley has two. The Evergreens are led by Kyle Kurtenbach. 6 points. Four apiece for Grant Van Grinsven and for Nick Sirikowski. Eric Brumman in a big three from the corner, which tied that ball game for the first time. Brumman's got three. Riley Peterson and Max Vladek. 2 points and 2 points. D.C. Everest basketball is sponsored by Valley Communities Credit Union. Their mission is to build lifelong relationships one member at a time, providing sound financial products and services. Visit their newest Valley Communities Credit location in Cronenwetter. And Marshfield Clinic, need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine. Back with the start of the second half. We're tied 21-21, and we'll be back after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. In the first quarter, D.C. Everest outscored Wisconsin Rapids 10-9. Second quarter, Wisconsin Rapids outscored D.C. Everest 12-11. Evergreens have been good from the free throw line tonight. They've made 8 of 9. It's been kind of a physical game. The only Evergreen with two fouls is Jake Ebert. For Rapids, Alex Basenauer and Philip Flory have two each. Evergreens will get the ball to start the third quarter. And Nick Sirikowski will inbound. Looking to inbound to Riley Peterson. They denied the inbounds pass to him. And Kyle Kurtenbach gets the inbounds and now hands it off to Peterson in the front court. Just underway, tied third quarter, 21-21. Now Stephen Weir works around. Give and go from Peterson to Kurtenbach down low. Missed the layup. Kurtenbach had a man in his face, but still from close range, he should hit that. And Riley Presley clears the boards for Wisconsin Rapids. So Rapids looking to take the lead on their first touch of the second half. Tom Olson has it up high, works in the corner to Hunter Langhoff, and now to Philip Flory. Flory thought about driving, did not. Gives it up for a long three. Basenauer left that short. You know, he's a step behind the line. Ball goes out about, unable to secure the rebound was Chris Cornish. Cornish got one hand on it, but not two, and it's just dribbled over the end line there. and comes back to Wisconsin Rapids. They'll inbound underneath their own basket. Inbounds pass goes to Presley. Presley's double team goes back out. Now driving in is Basenauer. Got a man down on the floor. Three ball, no good. Rebound to Nick Sarakowski. One of the Evergreens players hit the deck trying to fight through a screen there. So both teams miss on their opening possession. Evergreens now to Kurtenbach. He's looking for Weir down low. Kurtenbach spins in the lane. Double team fades back and scores. Kyle Kurtenbach's having a nice game. He's got eight. The Evergreens retake the lead, 23-21. Kurtenbach drew the double team and faded away. Didn't get it blocked here. Rapids thought about the three there. Hunter Langhoff. Rapids may be a little gun-shy from behind the arc. Now to Fleury. Fleury only has four. Fleury heated up a lot in the second half when these teams met the first time. Bouncing along the baseline there. Basenauer is cut off. Goes back out to his teammate. Fadeaway 15-footer and Riley Presley hits. Teams have traded baskets. 6.5 minutes to play third quarter. It's 23-23. Like two heavyweights trading punches here. Evergreens need this game, trying to snap a three-game losing streak. Nick Sarakowski with his dribble. Sarakowski is guarded up high by Basenauer to the corner. Goes over to Ben Olsen. Now to Riley Peterson. Peterson thought about driving, is cut off. Now drives in traffic. Peterson is stripped. Ball is loose. Kurtenbach dives for it. Good hustle. Bodies on the floor. Jump ball. On alternating possession, this is going to go over to Rapids. It looked like Rapids was going to steal that ball. And we got to alternating possession because Kyle Kurtenbach got down low and was scrappy for it. So on the next game reset, the possession will go back to DC Everest. Here it goes over to Rapids, tied 23-23. Evergreens basketball sponsored by Tolusti and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. They say, we are here to help, representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. Tom Olsen goes down low to Presley. He's double-teamed. Now back out to Olsen. Looks to drive. We're going to have a foul here against the Evergreens. Riley Peterson is going to get called for a little bit of a shove as the Rapids player was starting his move. It's only Peterson's first. Rapids is going to inbound underneath. Jason Wiernick. Bounce pass inside to Riley Presley, and he's blocked, and they're going to call a foul here on Kyle Kurtenbach. Yeah, that was not a clean block here. Actually, you know, I thought it was going to go on Kurtenbach. Instead, it's going to go on Chris Cornish. It's his first. Free throws coming up here for Riley Presley. Rapids has not been as good from the free throw line as the Evergreens. They were 2 of 5. Make it 2 of 6. First free throw's a miss. That one just hit the side of the rim. That didn't look pretty at all. Presley will get one more. Evergreens basketball sponsored by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Presley gets the second of two. It's 24-23, Red Raiders. Evergreens have the ball here. Here's Stephen Weir. Weir bounce pass down low to Kurtenbach again. Fades away, double team, little too strong. That's a miss. Rebound comes to Jason Wiernick, a one-and-done trip. Rapids looking to play up-tempo here. And now goes over to Alex Basenauer. Three ball in the air. He missed it off the front rim. Kyle Kurtenbach gets the rebound. Kurtenbach's having a great game tonight. Clearing the boards, getting rebounds. A lot of hustle there to force that last tie-up. And he scored two. He's got eight. Evergreens here. Stephen Weir passed down low to Sarakowski along the baseline. Sarakowski double-team backs it out of there with his dribble. Now goes over to Stephen Weir, who looks to drive. Weir picked up his dribble there and now into Kurtenbach's hands. He's behind the three-point line now. Want him down low. Now Peterson and over to Sarakowski. Bounce in the corner. They overplay to Cornish, who drives in, and Cornish is blocked by Fleury. And they're going to call Fleury, I think, here. And this could be his third foul. Yes, it is. So the star freshman picks up his third. See if he sits here. And free throws are coming up here for DC Everest. Chris Cornish is going to get a pair. They overplayed on Cornish. And then Fleury came over to help to block and banged him pretty hard. Cornish's first free throw is a miss. And indeed, Fleury will sit with three. I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, when Fleury has the ball and looks to create, sometimes he pushes off. If a referee were to call that, it would be the freshman's fourth foul. One more free throw here to tie the game, and it is good. 24-24 with 4:50 to play. Cornish, who made his last free throw, will come out, and Jake Giebert will come in. We were tied at halftime. We're tied again, 24 apiece. 4.5 minutes to play, third quarter. Rapids has the ball. Tom Olson in the corner goes down low. Jason Wiernick trying to use his height, kicks it back out. This is a long two, and it's a miss. Long rebound, though, comes back out to Jason Wiernick. Another crack for the Red Raiders. Looking for a pass down low. Stolen by Kyle Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach can't say enough about the way he's been playing tonight. Stepped in front of that pass and took it away. Evergreens have the ball in a tie game. And here's Stephen Weir into the hands of Riley Peterson. Peterson goes now to Van Grinsven. Look to drive, goes back to Peterson. Open for a three. It's in the air, and he hit. Three ball from Riley Peterson. He's got five. Evergreens by three, 27-24. Freshman with a clutch make. And there's a travel into the front court. Turned back over to DC Everest. Tom Olson picked up his dribble and was still moving his back foot. Obvious call even from up here. And the ball goes back to D.C. Everest. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile, see DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688. Or online, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Here's a bad pass from Kurtenbach. It's turned over, and driving back the other way, uncontested for a basket, is Jason Wiernick. All right, Kurtenbach can't do everything perfectly, but a turnover in his column there. It's 27-26, Evergreen still by one. See if they're more careful with the ball this time. Jake Giebert has it up high. Giebert works around. Brummond is checked back into the game. Pass down low to Peterson. He's quickly doubled up, looking to pass now to the corner. Here's Van Grinsven for a three, and Grant Van Grinsven has just hit a tray from the corner. Evergreens equal their largest lead now at 4 points off the make. It's 30-26. 3.5 to play in this third quarter. Rapids thought about the answer up high for Jason Wiernick. They're working around the perimeter. It's in the hands of Tom Olson. Now just inside the three-point arc is Riley Presley. Spot up three on the weak side there for Bazenauer. Short. Bazenauer follows. His own rebound drives in. He missed from 15 feet along the baseline. Rebound to Jake Giebert and the Evergreens. Evergreens want to be deliberate here and try and build this lead. Up by four and with possession. Riley Peterson has it. Under 3 minutes to play in the quarter now. Peterson with his dribble. Peterson goes over to Van Grinsven, who hit last time down the floor. Now to Kurtenbach and now to Brummond. Bounces over to Van Grinsven again. In the corner, Giebert trying to free up for him. Foul line extended. Now he's cut off. Goes back around. Brummond's got it. Back to Riley Peterson. Evergreens reset. Bounce pass down low to Kurtenbach. Kurtenbach draws the double team, looks to spin. Now kicks out to Peterson again. Here's another three, and Riley Peterson is just in again. Wisconsin Rapids needs a timeout. 1, 2, 3 threes in a row for the Evergreens on their last three possessions, and they've widened their lead to 33-26. Got 2:19 to play in the third quarter. Let's take a timeout. Evergreens are sitting on their biggest lead of the game. We'll be right back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the Lincoln High School Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Evergreens are on a 7-0 run, and Wisconsin Rapids is talking it over in a timeout. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. This has been a much better effort for the Evergreens. You know, they had only one practice since that disappointing loss to Marshfield. When last seen, this Evergreens team just struggled against Marshfield. They played the Marshfield Tigers even in the first quarter and then steadily fell behind in the second, third, and fourth quarters and lost that game by 14. This is a rejuvenated, much better-looking Evergreens team. Max Mladic comes in off the timeout, so the Evergreens have a little more height here. Rapids needs a bucket. Now at the top of the circle, that was a travel that wasn't called. Jason Wiernick dragged that pivot foot. Here's a long three straight on from Jace Williamson. Boy, you asked someone to hit that off the bench, and he missed off the back bracket. Max Mladic got the rebound for the Evergreens. Exactly what he was supposed to do. Now into Riley Peterson's hands. So the Evergreens on this 7-0 run looking to build more. Got a whistle, foul away from the ball. And it's going to be against Wisconsin Rapids. Going to call a hold. Someone was trying to hold Mladic as he was trying to come free. And that foul will go against Riley Presley. Presley's second. Evergreen's inbound underneath into Van Grinsven's hands. Pass down low. He was looking for Brummond, and it gone off the hands of one of the Rapids players. Rapids comes back the other way, driving. Whistle foul. Jason Wernick was going for the basket. Rapids looked to run after creating that turnover. Wernick's going to get himself to the free throw line as Grant Van Grinsven is called for his second. Team fouls are three against DC Everest, two against Wisconsin Rapids, and Jason Wernick to the free throw line. Wernick makes that one. And he'll get one more. Riley Peterson's going to come out. Peterson's hit back-to-back threes on his last touches. Nick Sarakowski will come back in. I don't think Peterson's going to be out for long. Peterson had two shots blocked against him earlier in the first half and has come back firing. That's exactly what Coach Corey Heckel wants. Don't want him gun-shy. Rapids goes full-court pressure off the made free throw, and Nick Sarakowski is fouled in the backcourt by Jason Wernick. The two free throws make our score 33-28. And Jason Wernick has been called for his second, now three team fouls. So both teams with fouls to give. Rapids now settles back into half-court man-to-man as Grant Van Grinsven walks it up. Now to Max Blodick up high, works around to Van Grinsven. He's behind the three-point line, looks to drive, attracts the double team. Oh, bad pass, threw it out of bounds. Was trying to set up Brummond and threw it just a little too wide. You know, a big difference in this game? Evergreens have kept their turnovers down. Boy, has that made a difference. In fact, it was noteworthy because they turned it over there, and there have not been many so far. Rapids down by five. There's 1:15 to play in the third quarter. They almost turned it back. Riley Presley's got it. And now behind the three-point line, Wernick looks to drive. Now bounces over to his teammate Jared Halber. Go back out. J.C. Williamson, who misfired on the three, has it behind the three-point line again. Not going to be shooting here. Hunter Langhoff works around. Under a minute to play in the quarter. Now to Jason Wernick. He's guarded up high by Max Blodick. Blodick's given the Evergreens some good minutes here. Off a pick, driving down low. That's blocked from behind. Riley Peterson. Offensive rebound put up and in by Hunter Langhoff. Blodick got a hand on that, but a second chance basket. And the Evergreens have had a 7-point lead, cut down to a 3-point lead, 33-30. 35 seconds left. Evergreens will probably hold for one here. Blodick is handling up high to Van Grinsven, now to Sarakowski. Evergreens really could use a basket here if they'd like to have an advantage in the fourth quarter. Van Grinsven now up high to Sarakowski. He's 30 feet away from the basket. 20 seconds left. Now Van Grinsven behind the arc to Mladic in the corner. 15 seconds. Back out to Sarakowski. Sarakowski's looking over to the bench. They want a timeout? No, they're going to play it. 10 seconds. Clock's moving. Setting up a high screen for Sarakowski. Down to 6 seconds. 5. Sarakowski looks to create. Hang. Shot is good with 2 seconds left. And the quarter comes to an end there. Nick Sarakowski got one step inside the foul line, hung, and scored. At the end of three, DC Everest 35, Wisconsin Rapids 30. You bet it's going to be an exciting fourth quarter, and we'll get to it after this timeout. This is Evergreens Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. These teams were tied 21-21 at halftime. Evergreens have outscored Rapids 14-9 since then, including a 7-0 run midway through the third quarter. And they begin the final 8-minute stanza with a 5-point advantage. I'm Chris Conley. Glad you're up with us for game two of our Fox Sports Radio high school basketball doubleheader. If you're with us early, you heard the Evergreens on the road against Marshfield. Evergreens gather in looking for a real bounce-back win. And the Evergreens will have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Boy, you want to really build an advantage here? Score on this first possession. Get it back up to a 7-point lead. That's been the biggest margin for the Evergreens. Rapids had a 7-point advantage, too. Give and go from Sarakowski, looking down the long pass for Peterson, and Peterson is fouled as he received that pass. It's going to be a non-shooting foul. See who they get. Jared Halber. Halber's first. Evergreens inbound underneath. Nick Sarakowski. Going to need a timeout here getting it in. Yep, 5 seconds. No, they're going to call a timeout. Coach Corey Heckel sensed that Sierakowski was having trouble getting it in, didn't want the five-second violation, and the Evergreens bench calls a timeout. 7:52 to play in the game. Evergreens with the ball and a five-point lead. D.C. Everest hockey, D.C. Everest basketball, hockey last night. We'll talk about that in a minute. D.C. Everest basketball is brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston and InterCity State Bank. Come bank with us. Serving the community since 1952. InterCity State Bank with financing for homes, vehicles, and businesses. Last night's hockey game was a thriller. This has been a busy week for D.C. Everest sports. We've had four broadcasts in 5 days on Wisconsin from D.C. Everest. The Evergreens hockey team played Walsall West 3-2, and what a thriller it was. The Evergreens got within one goal with a minute and a half left, and were able to get another shot on net, falling just short against the Warriors. Long inbounds pass. Kyle Kurtenbach gets it out near half court. Now over to Riley Peterson. Man-to-man half-court defense for Wisconsin Rapids. Evergreens with the ball and the lead. Peterson behind the three-point line. He's hit two threes. Now on a give-and-go to Stephen Weir. Weir misses, and one of the Rapids players hit the backboard, and we play on. Weir's shot was going glass. One of the Rapids players hit the glass, and Coach Corey Heckel is working the referee. Referee just told Coach Heckel to sit down. Rapids comes back the other way. Jason Wiernick. Wiernick loses the ball out of bounds, and it's going to go over to D.C. Everest. Maybe a makeup call. And the referee and Coach Corey Heckel again are kind of jawing at each other as they walk back up the court. All right, voices don't seem like they're raised. In fact, the referee's got a little bit of a smile there. Okay, Evergreens will get the ball off the Rapids turnover. Rapids picks up full court pressure here. Stephen Weir double teamed in the backcourt. Now to Nick Sierakowski, who breaks it on the dribble. Right into the front court now to Chris Cornish. And now to Riley Peterson. Peterson knocked out of bounds, and it stays with D.C. Everest. Hunter Langhoff reached in and tried to get that turnover. 7:09 to play, fourth quarter. Neither team has scored since this fourth quarter began. Evergreens have the ball. They'll inbound right in front of their bench. Riley Peterson to Nick Sierakowski off the screen. Now to Weir. Down low to Kyle Kurtenbach. He's double-teamed. Kicks it back out for Peterson. Thought about the three. The freshman was indecisive. Peterson was open. He probably should have let that one fly. Instead, we'll work it around. Peterson here fighting through a screen. Bad pass. Turned over looking for Chris Cornish. It's taken the other way. We've got a whistle. We're going to have a block coming the other way. And they're going to say this is a non-shooting foul. They are not going to give Jason Wiernick the NBA three steps where he drove to the basket afterwards. Foul is on Nick Sierakowski. It is his second. Team fouls 4 and 4. So the Evergreens can see if this turnover burns them or not. Rapids inbounds underneath their own basket to Jared Halber. Halber works around up high to Hunter Langhoff. Langhoff now over to Jason Wiernick. Philip Fleury is back on the floor playing with three fouls. If he gets a fourth early in this fourth quarter, that'd be big. Over to Jared Halber again. Ball is now in Wiernick's hands. Now set up Fleury. Fleury lets a three-ball fly. He missed. Fleury has only 4 points. That one was too strong. Evergreens get the rebound. Kyle Kurtenbach. Whale of a game. The senior may be realizing you have only so many games left in your high school basketball career. He's playing like it today. Nick Sierakowski looks to drive in traffic. Got a whistle. We're going to have a foul against Wisconsin Rapids. This is away from the ball. Who's it on? It's going to be on Alex Basenauer, who's just picked up his third. So Rapids now has two players with three personal fouls. And they both stay on the floor. Nope. Take that back. Well, now Wiernick is out there. Basenauer stays in. Evergreens inbound underneath their own basket. Still trying to nurse this five-point lead. Evergreens have not scored for 2.5 minutes. Nick Sierakowski works around to Weir. And now up high to Cornish. To Weir again. And Weir's going to dribble out. We'll run another set play. Under 6 minutes left now to Nick Sierakowski. Neither team has scored in the first quarter. Here's a give and go to Peterson. Peterson tried the head fake and he was blocked. Peterson down low. The Rapids defender did not buy the head and shoulder fake and was able to swat that ball back even though Peterson got it down low on the blocks. Rapids thought about the three for Halber, passed it up. Now a long two for Presley. No, he doesn't pull the trigger either. Back to Fleury. Fleury gives it up, sets a screen. Now they're going to try with Fleury down low. 2.5 minutes into the fourth quarter. Fleury, spin move, lost control of the ball, saves it from going out of bounds. In traffic, got a whistle and a foul as Riley Presley saved the possession. See if they're going to call this a shooting foul or not. Foul is on Chris Cornish. It's his second, and they are going to call this a shooting foul. Free throws coming up for Riley Presley. So Rapids again gets a chance to cut into the Everest lead, and Presley's first free throw is good. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile. See DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688, or online, DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Presley's got a second free throw. He makes them both. All right, this is no time for the Evergreens to go cold. They haven't scored in 3.5 minutes now. Rapids with the two free throws cuts it to a three-point lead for the Evergreens. Quickly into the front court, thinking about the shot was Jake Giebert. So the Evergreens broke the pressure and briefly had numbers. Giebert decides to wait for the rest of his team and run a half-court game. Here's Grant Van Grinsven over to Weir. Weir now to Jake Giebert up high, around to Nick Sarakowski. Yep, now it's 4 minutes between baskets for the Evergreens. Still have the lead, though. It had been 7. It's down to 3 now. Evergreens have been at a 7-point advantage twice in the second half. Up high to Giebert, and now over to Van Grinsven. Thought about driving. Now to Sarakowski along the baseline in traffic. Tried to feed Weir along the baseline. Pass was a little low, and Weir got cut off trying to drive. Goes back out to Kyle Kurtenbach. Now Weir thinks about driving, kicks it out. Van Grinsven now drives in traffic. That's blocked out of bounds. Van Grinsven went to the rack. It was swatted away, but it's last touched by Rapids, and the Evergreens will keep the ball. Who got up there high? Riley Presley swatted that away. Nick Sarakowski triggers in. Evergreens in traffic. Van Grinsven, he is fouled. He's going to get to the free throw line. Van Grinsven that time threw the head and shoulder fake, and one of the Rapids players came down on top of him. Riley Presley has just picked up his third. It's the sixth team foul, so the Evergreens will be shooting free throws for the remaining 4:29 of the game. And Grant Van Grinsven gets two, and his first is good. That breaks a 4.5-minute scoring drought for the Evergreens. Jason Wiernick comes back into the game. Jared Halberg comes out. And Van Grinsven has one more free throw. Hitting the free throws will be big for DC Everest. Evergreens had three threes in the third quarter, and that really helped them widen their lead. Grant Van Grinsven got them both. Those are clutch free throws. 37-32. Evergreens had a 5-point lead at the start of the quarter. It's a 5-point lead now. 4:20 to play. Clock's moving. Rapids has the ball. Best now up high to Fleury. Really kept Fleury under wraps so far in this game. Fleury's got it now. He's behind the three-point arc. Looks to go down low to Presley. Presley is bodied up by Kurtenbach. They give it back to Fleury. Spins. Had to fade away, and he scores over Kurtenbach. It's Riley Presley who scores. 37-34. Under 4 minutes to play now. Evergreens have the ball. Sarakowski drives in. He's in traffic. Makes an extra pass down low. That's blocked by Giebert. Giebert had his shot blocked, and Rapids comes back the other way. Rapids with a lot of blocks here. Jason Wiernick now to Fleury. Fleury drives, splits defenders, muscles in, and scores. You know what? There should have been a charge. Oh, my. Giebert was plowed into by Fleury, a no call. 37-36. The Evergreens lead is down to 1. And here's Stephen Weir. Over to Giebert. Now goes around to Van Grinsven. You just get the feeling momentum right now is with Wisconsin Rapids. Kurtenbach now to Sarakowski. And now over to Stephen Weir. Evergreens need a basket here. Sarakowski looks to drive along the baseline. He spins in traffic, and he traveled and turned it over. Sarakowski was trying to fight through a double team, and Rapids gets the ball back with a chance to take the lead. The Evergreens' 37-36 advantage looks precarious now, and the Evergreens are going to take a timeout. 3:14 to play. DC Everest 37, Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln 36. Why don't we take a quick break, and we'll be right back on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. I'm Chris Conley, and this is going to be a tight one down the stretch. Coach Corey Heckel gathering his team over. The Evergreens have been outscored 6-2 in the fourth quarter. The Evergreens have now gone 6 minutes without a basket from the floor. The Evergreens' only points in this fourth quarter, a pair of free throws from Grant Van Grinsven. So that is a long time to have a lid on your basket. Evergreens Basketball is sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home. They're helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting Everest Sports. And by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Did you know they were voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards? Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Cloverbelt Credit Union reminding you that where you bank does make a difference. Rapids has the ball, and they're trailing by one. Coming into the front court is Alex Basenauer. Nick Sierakowski will guard him. Basenauer pulls it out. We go under 3 minutes to play. We're going to be in crunch time very quickly here. Basenauer goes over. Long three from Philip Florey, and he hit a step-back three. Philip Florey is hit, and Wisconsin Rapids now goes up by two. The freshman has five here in the fourth quarter and nine overall. Danger, he may be heating up. Evergreens trail by two, 2.5 minutes to play. Kyle Kurtenbach goes over to Nick Sierakowski. This would be a really tough loss to swallow if the Evergreens don't reestablish their lead. Here's Jacob Stroik, who came in on the last timeout. Stroik thought about driving, goes back out. Evergreens seem a little unsure, too, of who's going to be taking the shot here. I've got Kyle Kurtenbach still on the floor here. Here's Jacob Stroik handling. Stroik goes over to Cornish up high. So this is a kind of a taller look here with Kurtenbach, Stroik, and Cornish all on the floor. Van Grinsven and Sierakowski are also out there. We go under 2 minutes to play. Evergreens taking a lot of time here. Sierakowski now into the corner. Tight corners for Cornish, who rolls it in along the baseline and ties this game. Chris Cornish working in close quarters along the baseline. 39-39, under 2 minutes. Rapids has the ball. Each possession's going to be critical here. Alex Basenauer gives it up here to Florey. Wisconsin Rapids student section cheering their team on. Florey with a quick pass down low, double team and fouled as he was going up for the shot is Riley Presley. So Presley will have to earn his two from the free throw line. Evergreens collapsed on him. Let's see on that double team who they call for the foul. They're going to call it on Kyle Kurtenbach. It's only his second. Team fouls are 6 and 6, so 1 and 1's the rest of the way. And Riley Presley needs two free throws, and he missed the first. Presley is 2 of 4 from the free throw line. He's got one more coming. Riley Peterson comes back in. Nick Sierakowski stays in. Stephen Weir is back on the floor, too. So the Evergreens have a three-point threat in Peterson and in Weir. Second free throw is good from Riley Presley. 40-39. Minute and a half left in this one. Evergreens with the ball. Basket of any kind from the floor here gives them the lead. Pass down low to Kurtenbach. He's double-teamed and misses the layup on a fadeaway. Rebound is loose, and we're going to have a foul against D.C. Everest on the loose ball rebound. Kurtenbach drew the double-team, but he didn't go up strong. He instead faded back, and Kurtenbach committed the foul, fighting for it. It's his third. And Rapids is in the bonus. We walk down to the other end of the floor to shoot a 1-1. Tom Olson. Olson has not been to the free throw line here, so this front end and the rebound that might follow if he misses is critical. 1:25 left. Olson eyes the basket, live ball on a miss. It's a make. Rapids extends the lead to 2. 41-39. And Olson will get one more. Eyes the basket. Missed that one. It's a two-point game. Evergreens get the rebound. Jake Ebert into Riley Peterson's hands. Peterson goes into the front court. They pick up half-court man-to-man there. Now to Jake Ebert up high. Now over to Nick Sierakowski. 1:15 to play. Sierakowski driving along the baseline. Blocked from behind, and there's no call. Sierakowski looked like he was clobbered there, and there's no call. Rapids comes back out of bounds. Going to go back to D.C. Everest. No! Oh, they're going to keep the ball with Rapids. All right, both referees agree. They both pointed the same way. Down on the other end, Nick Sierakowski in the double team down low sure looked like there was a lot of contact for no call. Rapids has the ball underneath their basket and a two-point lead. Evergreens need a stop. Goes into Philip Florey. They're going to guard Florey. Yeah, Philip, he found the ball and there's no call. Oh, my. Guarded by Grant Van Grinsven. Florey between the legs. Florey almost pushed off again. Didn't quite there. Under a minute to play. Rapids has the ball and they lead by two. Alex Bates now. Evergreens playing for the steal here to Riley Presley. Then Rapids goes back out. Works it around to Jason Wiernick. 40 seconds. Now the Evergreens will commit the foul. Grant Van Grinsven has just fouled freshman Philip Florey. Florey made a lot of free throws down the stretch when these teams met and played that four overtime game. They're going to put Florey on the line. It's a 1-1, though. So Rapids leads by 2 and free throws coming up. 40 seconds left in the game. It's going to be a very, very tough one to have the Evergreens let get away from them. Still don't like the call on Sarakowski in that double team. Fleury makes the front end of the 1-1. And that wasn't a particularly pretty free throw. A high, arcing, not particularly confident free throw, but it went through. Found its way to the bottom of the court. 42-39. If he makes the second, it's a two-possession game. And he got the second one, too. Rapids goes up by 4, and the Evergreens are going to take a timeout. Evergreens will have the ball, but they trail by 4 with 40 seconds left, 43-29. Back after this break, this is DC Everest Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Evergreens have only scored 4 points in this fourth quarter. And Wisconsin Rapids has climbed out of a 7-point hole and now leads by 4. 40 seconds left in the ballgame. Evergreens inbound to Riley Peterson. The freshman's got the ball. Got a hustle here. Get into the front court. Riley Peterson goes over to Nick Sarakowski. 35 seconds left. Evergreens need to be a little more hustling here to Riley Peterson. Under 30 seconds left. Peterson looks to drive. Cut off along the baseline. Now looks to go back in. Draws the double team. Peterson is fouled. You know, that's the call that should have been made before against Sarakowski. Peterson drew the contact. Clock is stopped. 22 seconds left. And Riley Peterson's going to get a pair of free throws. Peterson has 8 points, and he'll get a pair of free throws. Jason Wernick picks up his third. So the Evergreens can score here with the clock stopped. Riley Peterson's first shot is a miss. That's tough. Grant Van Grinsven comes back in for the Evergreens. Kyle Kurtenbach comes back in. And Riley Peterson will get one more. Second free throw is a make. Rapids by 3, but they have the ball. 22 seconds left. Evergreens look for the steal in the corner. It's turned over! Inbound into Fleury. Fleury had it go off his leg. He was guarded closely by Van Grinsven, and the Evergreens get the break that they just might need to keep this door open a little bit. Turned over in the corner. It'll go back to DC Everest. 20 seconds left in the game. 43-40. See if the Evergreens play for 2 or go for the 3 to tie. Nick Sarakowski will inbound. Sarakowski having a little trouble getting it in and will take a timeout. We'll keep it right here. Because it was a turnover, Sarakowski cannot run along the baseline. He has to keep both feet set. So the Evergreens will take a timeout. This is actually a good thing, I think, because Coach Corey Heckel can say specifically if he wants the 3 ball to try and tie it, or if he wants to play for 2 and then try and extend the game. I think the right play is to extend for 2, but different coaches will see this differently. Just my opinion doesn't necessarily make it the right way to play this. Evergreens basketball on Fox Sports Radio is brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. And we're brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center, comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Walsall, Medford, and Merrill. Visit them online at bonejoint.net. Well, you know, if the Evergreens should hit a three-pointer here, that could send us to, dare I say it, overtime? We joke about it because these teams played 4 overtimes when they last met back on December 20th. Before Wisconsin Rapids wore down the Evergreens for a 66-63 win. This game has been even enough that I wouldn't mind playing a little more basketball. Evergreens fans stomping near us, trying to cheer their team on. Nick Sarakowski will inbound. Sarakowski has the ball in hand. A little trouble getting it in. Inbounds to Cornish, now to Riley Peterson. 18 seconds left. Peterson in the double team, now to Cornish. 3 ball from the corner. It's blocked, and there's no call. Evergreens get the rebound. 10 seconds left. They'll need a 3 to tie. Riley Peterson, long from Stephen Weir, off the front iron. No good, out of bounds. 3 seconds left, and it goes to Wisconsin Rapids. And that was very touchy. Two players converged on that long rebound along the far sideline, and the referees say it goes to Wisconsin Rapids. And a Rapids player is down. In fact, that is freshman Philip Flory, and they're looking at his ankle. Flory is still down on the floor with 3 seconds left. The Evergreens tried a long three from Chris Cornish in the corner. Cornish did not get a good look at it, was still able to get it off the rim. Evergreens tracked down the rebound, and then Stephen Weir tried an even longer three from straight on. He was a good 2 steps behind the three-point arc. Let that fly with about 6 seconds left. And that one went off the front rim, too. So the Evergreens got two cracks to tie it before the ball went out of bounds, and the referee's saying that it belongs to Wisconsin Rapids. And Rapids is still holding on to a 43-40 lead. And Philip Flory is still down, and they are looking at his ankle. The injury came as Flory was trying to go after that loose ball out of bounds. And Wisconsin Rapids is taking a timeout here while Flory is still being tended to by the trainers. Flory has not made it to his feet yet. In fact, while we have this injury timeout, maybe we should step away for a break as well. Of course, Philip Flory, he's a freshman, and he already has a college scholarship. He says he's going to play at Marquette in Milwaukee. So that makes any injury just that much more magnified. And Philip Flory has still not made his way to his feet. Why don't we take a timeout here? There's only 3 seconds left in the game. 3 seconds left to play. Rapids will have the ball and a 43-40 lead after he come out back after this injury stoppage. On Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Philip Flory has made his way to his feet, but that ankle is clearly wrenched. He's coming off the court under his own power, but he is limping badly. It's his right ankle. Evergreens have been outscored 13-5 in the fourth quarter. That's the story of this game. The Evergreens went cold at the wrong time. Rapids will inbound. I would imagine the Evergreens will foul immediately. Just 3 ticks left on this clock. Rapids first has to get the ball in. The Evergreens are going to try and deny the inbounds pass. And there is the long inbounds pass and a foul as the foul is made as one of the Rapids players was bolting towards the basket. Hunter Langhoff was fouled by Nick Sierakowski. There's 2 seconds left. So 1 second came off the clock. And Nick Sierakowski commits his third foul. Riley Presley is going to get the free throws coming up. They're going to say that he was in the act of shooting. I believe they're going to give him 2 here. The Evergreens are going to try and ice him. And the Evergreens are taking their final timeout with 2 ticks left. So, I mean, what has to happen here? Well, if he makes either of the free throws, the game is over. Evergreens need 2 misses and then a long prayer of a 3. Rapids talking about defensive strategy on a make or a miss here. As the Evergreens are in danger of seeing this losing streak drift to 4 games. No rest for the weary. The Evergreens play again tomorrow afternoon. It's a 1:30 game at the D.C. Everest Junior High School. 1:30 tip, and we will have it on Fox Sports Radio. Riley Presley is at the free throw line. Evergreens are taking as much time as they can in their huddle. You just heard the first horn on this timeout. The Evergreens don't quite have to send their kids back out yet. There's the second horn. Now the Evergreens come out to the line. So what has Presley done from the free throw line so far? He is 4 of 6. Evergreens sends Kurtenbach and Sierakowski low on the blocks. 2 free throws. Any one of them would ice it. The first is a miss, and they're saying that's a 1-1. The Evergreens get the rebound, and to half court, Evergreens are calling a timeout with 2 seconds left. He missed the front end of the 1-1, and the Evergreens get the ball to half court, and there's still less than a second left. 2/10 remaining, and the Evergreens will get to inbound the ball from half court for a last second heave. And now there's going to be a discussion of whether we're going to put more time back on the clock. 2/10 remain. I had thought that Riley Presley was going to be given two. Instead, it was a 1-1, and he missed the front end. Now, the Wisconsin Rapids bench wants to argue that there should be no time left. Their coach is coming back out. The referees are talking this over. Looks like they are not putting more time back on. The Rapids bench is working the referees on how much time should be left on the clock here and where the ball should be inbounded from. They're going to give the Evergreens a chance to inbound from three-quarters court, and they are putting 1 second back on the clock. The clock had shown 2/10. They'll put 1 second back on. Evergreens to inbound from three-quarters court. Get it to somebody and fling it. Evergreens will need a three to tie. Doesn't seem like a particularly promising scenario, but let's see how it plays out. Nick Sierakowski will inbound. The other Evergreens on the floor are Stroik, Van Grinsven, Peterson, and Weir. Sierakowski will throw it in. Sierakowski, long throw to Stroik, dribbles once. This will count if it goes, and it's no good. In fact, the baseline referee was waving it off, saying that Stroik dribbled once and that the horn had already expired. It wouldn't have counted even if it went. Evergreens cannot hold a 7-point second-half lead, and they fall to Wisconsin Rapids 43-40. Congratulations to the Red Raiders. They've beaten the Evergreens in both of their meetings this season. We'll take a quick break, and we'll have a quick recap when we come right back. This is Evergreens Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the Wisconsin Rapids Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Just moments ago, the DC Everest Evergreens fell to Wisconsin Rapids 43-40. Philip Fleury, the freshman sensation, sprained his ankle, or at least twisted his ankle, with 3 seconds left in the game. I see him up on his feet now, so that's an encouraging sign. Not only will the Rapids team and fans be happy about that, I believe there are Marquette Warrior fans will be happy too. In fact, his ankle is wrapped and taped there, and he is kind of limping, but he's looking a lot better than he did towards the end of this ballgame. The Evergreens were outscored 13-5 in the fourth quarter, and that's why they couldn't hold a 7-point lead that they had built up on two occasions from mid and late third quarter into the early part of the fourth quarter. The Evergreens were cold down the stretch. Leading scorer in the game is Philip Fleury. He hit two threes, one of them in the fourth quarter, and made two free throws down the stretch. He finishes as high man between both teams with 11 points. His teammate Riley Presley has 10 for Wisconsin Rapids, 6 for Hunter Langhoff, and 6 for Tom Olson, 4 for Jason Wiernick, and 3 each for Jared Halber and Alex Basenauer. The Evergreens were led today by Grant Van Grinsven, who had 9 points, 9 also for Riley Peterson. Peterson missed a key free throw in the fourth quarter. He was 3 of 4 from the line. Kyle Kurtenbach played a good game, a force on the boards. He had 8 points. 6 for Nick Sierakowski, 3 each for Chris Cornish and Eric Brummond, and 2 for Max Mladic. Evergreens now find themselves on a 4-game losing streak, and they're right back in action tomorrow afternoon. They'll play Lakeland from the Great Northern Conference. The game has been moved to the junior high school gymnasium because of the wrestling meet at the DC Everest Fieldhouse. Our game broadcast will be on air at 1:30. Actually, a tip-off at 1:30. We'll begin our coverage at 1:15. So the Evergreens will now try and snap this 4-game losing streak tomorrow against the Lakeland Thunderbirds. That's going to do it from Wisconsin Rapids. Thank you for listening in to DC Everest Basketball. Again, our final score, Rapids 43, DC Everest 40. I'm Chris Conley, and this is DC Everest Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good night, everybody.